We appreciate the Lord. Appreciate His goodness. A lot better, qualified men than me, but I appreciate the Lord putting me in this good way. Amen. Nothing worthy I could do, but it's all Him. 2 Peter chapter number 3. Do appreciate the goodness of God. We're glad I'm saved. 2 Peter chapter number 3. Found your place, stand with us. We're standing in reverence of the reading of God's Word, which Nehemiah chapter number 8 teaches us to do. 2 Peter chapter number 3. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you in both, which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers have fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day.
Amen.
The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Most kind and gracious eternal Father, God, we do love You. Lord, we praise You. Thank You, God, for the portion of Scripture which You directed our hearts to this morning. God, I beg You for just a few minutes, help us, God, let us lose sight of ourselves. God, preach in us and through us out of the unsearchable riches of Christ. Open up our hearts and our lives this morning, oh God, that we might receive the Word of God, be changed and challenged according to Your Word this morning. God, I thank You, Lord, and I praise You. God, that there is, and I'm glad we're part of this, a better way. And I thank You, God, for establishing that thing. God, You just bless, help us, Lord, how to be that You want us to be. We'll be sure and carefully give You glory and honor. In the lovely name of Jesus, Lord, we humbly pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank You for standing while we read the Word of the Lord together. Amen. This second epistle, He said, beloved, I now write unto you in both which I stir up by pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye be mindful of the words that were spoken both before the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. whistle ain't popular.
Right.
But it still is right.
Amen.
90% law, 10% grace. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, that'll do for them old men of God. It'll do for us again today. Amen. Preach hell. That's what God's been in the altar. I realize as a sinner, didn't want to go to that awful place.
Amen.
Hell's enlarged herself daily.
Amen.
When God's been a God that's a helping. Amen. Glory to God. Our so called men of God. Amen. Brother Freddie Walter. Amen. Said it right. Said there's two kind of preachers. Amen. Good ones and bad ones. And they both make me want to. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, amen. We need to turn back to God. I'll get away from the wickedness of this world and turn back to God.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He's coming, Brother Dixon. Preach that so eloquently this morning. He's coming in the air in which I read in your hearing. The air that you think not. Amen. The Son of Man's a coming. I'm a amen. I'm going to call. I'm persuaded this morning that a lot of people are going to be found not ready to meet Him. We've lived a day of preaching prosperity and wealth and preaching that everything's all right. You just keep doing as you're doing. Amen. Glory to God. You're doing all right. No, you're not. You're amen. Outside of the Lord Jesus, outside of the commandments of this book, you're on your way to hell.
Amen.
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 Amen. I know. Amen.
Hell.
Amen. Blame Brother Toby. Amen. Lord of God, for asking me, amen, to be ready this morning. Amen. I'd a lot rather, and I told my wife, a lot rather just sit there and absorb the preaching. Amen. Lord of God, but I'm telling you, we need to get back to God.
Amen.
Get back to godly things. That's why we ain't saying old time prayer like used to be. We ain't got people. I'm sold out to God.
Amen.
And a living right. I know it's not popular. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Let it do for your children. Let it do for mine.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. I told them Sunday, I mean the Spirit of God. It don't happen like this all the time. But the Spirit of God really meant. I went to Sunday. I seen something I ain't seen. I said, size the boy. I mean preachers are preaching there in Sunday school. I shouting all over the place there and singing. Amen. People are dancing in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. They call us crazy. That'll be all right. I'm sold out to God on this right way. And it'll do till I cross the river.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I told him, I said, this is what I want my youngins raised up in. Amen. Glory to God. Where the power of God is real. I'm preaching. Brother Melby said that every problem America's got can be solved with old time preaching. And I believe I tried. Amen. I'm talking about old time. Amen. Hellfire and brimstone preachers. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, you just can't live any way and make it in the game. If you've been saved, your preachers are telling you you can. You need to seek you out one, amen, that'll clean you up, that'll preach you of the Word of God, how you ought to dress, how you ought to act, how you ought to present yourself in this lost world.
Amen. That's right.
Had a good old saint of God stood up and testified Wednesday night, the close of the service. You know what she said? She said, if we go out here in this world and dress like they're dressed, acting the way they're acting, You think they're going to come down the old path, independent church, everybody's going to come. No, sir. Everybody's going to come. Dress different. Be different. Be what God wants you to be. Amen. Not the way Hollywood's portrayed. Not the way, amen, the social church in the area has portrayed. We ain't in this thing for numbers. We're in this thing, amen, to praise God and serve Him. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me.
Amen.
Amen.
Stay on, preacher. Preacher, right.
You don't have to give them no Roman road. You don't have to give them no tracks. Everybody going to come. You live right. Be an example. They'll see what you've got is different than wanted.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Whenever I got saved, amen, I was raised under old time preaching. As of Brother Dixon, Brother Willis, these two men of God. Amen. Whenever I got right, amen, them were the men that preached everybody's revival. Amen. Going to count. Hallelujah. Amen. And I've heard the phrase now, Brother Dixon, that they just about got you up on the shelf. Amen. You ain't no good no more. Amen. Going to count. I say this right. Old time preaching will still get the job done.
Amen.
I love these men of God.
Amen.
Standing in the gap.
Yes.
Making up the heads for the church.
Amen.
Amen. God. I tell you what, whenever, amen, I was struggling when I called them to preach, amen. I watched these two men's lives. I went where they was. Amen. They come down to our church. Brother Russ, amen, when it gets him to preach revivals. Amen. And I watched them. I said, oh Lord, amen, Lord of God, I want what they've got.
Amen. Amen.
I know I'm different. Amen. That's all right too. Amen. I probably don't fit in the same category as these two men of God. But I'll still tell you they're my heroes.
Amen.
Amen, Mordecai. They blaze the trail. Amen. That I stand here this morning and preach in prayer and preach judgment under the church. It must first begin at the house of God. Must first begin here. Amen. I've said a lot over my ministry. You ain't getting by with nothing. Amen. You listen to me. You ain't getting by with nothing. You may think you got things hid from your preacher. May think you got things hid from your spouse. A God, a keeping record, mama. He's a keeping record, daddy. You better be that thing God wants you to be.
Amen.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
The Lord is soon coming. Now, I know we've lived a day where we've got scoffers. And they're preaching just about anything. Amen. Never seen a time like the time we're living in today. And it's amazing to me, Brother Willis. Preachers, ease up around election time. Amen. Amen. I know I'm old timey. Amen. Old fogey. Amen. Even had one man tell me, said, you've been better suited in the 1800s. Amen. I looked at him with a big old smile. I said, thank you. But God's got me right here. Amen. To preach to you. Amen. Lord of God. I'm telling you, we need to turn back to God.
Amen.
We need to turn back to God.
Yes, sir.
He's coming. Now that you think not, the Son of Man is coming.
Amen.
We've got him preaching just about everything. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. I know Brother Tobin, Brother Dixon's the same way. I'm scared to death to let men of God in my pulpit this day and time.
Amen.
I am, Brother Michael. Amen. Amen. And that's sad. Amen. Whenever I first announced my calling, boy, that's good to me. A lot of places were. You preach the way I do. Amen. Them slowly, I begin to swindle down. down yonder in Iverville that loves this old time way, loves this old time preaching. Amen. And that's hard. That's hard for me to grasp, because I come not far from here. Tried to pastor a little church. Brother Willis, they told me whenever I come in, oh boy, you keep on preaching that way, we'll love you. Amen. We'll make sure, Brother Michael, amen, that those bedclothes get changed every week, and that your pillowcases get washed, and that you got food, amen, in the fellowship hall. Amen. Mordecai, it wasn't about a month. Amen. Hallelujah. That same lady that come to me said, stay preaching like that. I'll take care of you. Amen. Mordecai, the work began to slack.
Amen.
She told somebody just a little while after that, said, won't he find something else to preach on? Amen. All the time, amen, been a month now, I preached on how we ought to dress and how we ought to act. Amen. Mordecai, I told the one she told that to, I said, well, if people would take the gospel and apply it, I could move on.
Yep.
We don't want to live right. We want what the old timers had. We want the old time power of God, but we don't want to do and sacrifice the way they did to get what they had.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Dixon had it right a while ago. Said he'd go down the road, you'd hear him in the cotton patches, you'd hear him in the cornfields. Amen. Go to cow on both sides of the road, and somebody a praying and a seeking God.
Yep.
But Rob, I just ain't got time no more. You ain't got time not to.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. You ain't got time not to. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, we better work while there's day, because night's a coming when no man can work.
Amen.
Jesus said the fields are wide unto harvest. He said, but the laborers are few.
Amen.
And I'm glad. Hallelujah. He gave us a remedy for that. He said, you pray that the Lord of sin workers in the vineyard.
Amen.
We don't want. We want what they had, but we don't want to do what they did to get it.
Right.
Amen. We got them preaching that any way I do now. I'll never forget the first church I pastored. I had people, a lot of people, in that community. Oh yeah, you need to get Brother so-and-so. His kin, a lot of them in the church. He'll help us. He'll do this and he'll do that. Last words out of his mouth before he sat down. He said, I can go out and get drunk tonight, die in that shape and go to heaven. I'm supposed to get up behind that. Amen. Mordecai. I'm telling you, I've told every church since then, amen, Mordecai, I'll be in control of who preaches revival. I'll be in control of who preaches behind this sacred billboard. I don't know you. I don't know your life. You're not getting in.
Amen.
Amen. I know that's not popular, but it's still right. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He's coming.
Yes, he is.
I wonder, will you be ready to meet him? 90% law. Well, I like that's good to me. 10% grace. We got them telling us. Here we go. Hallelujah. How to feel good. How to, amen. Amen. Just live close enough that we can feel good and do all right. Amen. We need to sell out to God. Leave the worldly things alone. And be what God wants us to be.
Yes, sir.
He's coming.
That's right.
Brother Dixon read the scripture. And I seen some in a few months ago I'd never seen before. The Bible says the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. I've always heard as a kid growing up that Gabriel would blow the horn. Amen. Glory to God. That's not what he said. My Bible says the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel. And I got the trouble in me about a month ago. Amen. I was coming back home from work one Tuesday night. Amen. After Brother Kenley Farley had preached that the Sunday before. Amen. And God got the car with me. Amen. What a cop. He said that archangel is one of authority. Amen. What a cop. He said my voice on that day will be that of an archangel. Will be that of authority. He said the last time I spoke was as a lamb led to the slaughter. But the next time that I speak, it'll be as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm looking for him to speak again. The Lord Himself. Shout of sin from heaven with a shout. The voice of the archangel. And the trump of God. He's coming back. Hallelujah. The man come and worked the other day. He said, I surely am glad I know the Lord. I said, yes, sir, me too, brother. I said, but more than that, I'm glad He knows me.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. A lot of people know about the Lord. A lot of people know of Him. And I'm thankful, Brother Dixon, that He knows me.
Amen.
He knows me. I know this way is not what a lot of folks want. But it's still right. Amen. Judgment must first begin at the house of God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sins and I'll heal their lands. We're looking to the present. And that old rascal ain't going to do us a bit of good.
Amen.
I told somebody the other day, we're not even his people. He could care less about us. You think he does? Amen. You need to get right with God. Amen. He don't care nothing about us.
You're right.
We better put our trust in Jesus.
Amen.
We want to see this country turn around. It'll be because God's people woke up. What he said in the scripture that I read in here said these elder men, they fell asleep.
Heaven.
Yeah. They fell asleep.
Yeah.
We need to wake up and get about God's business.
Amen.
He's soon coming. The question is this morning, are you ready?
Amen.
Are you ready? Stand with us. I'm done. Hallelujah. Are you ready?
Get him book turned with us to 120, we'll sing victory in Jesus. There is victory in Him, only in Him. And I'm glad whenever the devil said that you're going to lose. Hell will be your home. And God from Dixon said that the devil had a front row seat in hell reserved for you. It was the end of Jesus gave us victory. You don't know the Lord this morning. You don't know the Lord, there's no way. I mean, if I didn't know the Lord knowing what I know now, if I didn't know the Lord this morning, there's no way that I'd dart out them doors to head towards the fellowship hall and get one five food till I found my way to this hall.
Amen.
And it is as with God and made certain for sure beyond all shadow of doubt that He had eternally saved my soul.
Amen.
You can have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for the word of the Lord. Let's sing this morning.